Hey, Rosa, I hear you're visiting your sister in New York this summer. That sounds really cool. I wish I had a sister to go visit, but how will you get there?
I'm not sure yet. Flying seems the fastest, but last time I flew, we experienced the worst turbulence ever. It was terrifying. I thought we were all going to die, so it's hard to shake off the fear that it will happen again. Besides, takeoff and landing always make me nervous.
True, but it will only take around 5 hours. Plus, you'll have more time to spend with your sister. You could wear a diaper just in case you got really scared.
That's actually not a bad idea. No one would know. Unless, of course. Well, but I've been thinking about taking the train. It's slower, but I love the idea of watching the countryside from the rails. The conductor usually keeps everything organized, and I could relax in a carriage.
That sounds enchanting. The question is, who will you have to share the carriage with? That always seems kind of creepy. I don't know. Maybe I've seen too many movies, but will that be expensive? I've heard that it is.
It is, particularly considering how much longer it will take. I could also take a bus. There's one that leaves from the terminal here in Jalapa and will follow route number 180, up to the border at least. It's cheaper, but sitting in a double-decker for 2 days might be uncomfortable.
Yeah, well, from Jalapa to the border on a bus isn't the problem. It's what happens when you get to the U.S. The bus from southern Texas all the way up to New York will be a bizarre third-world twilight zone, far creepier than trains or turbulence. Why don't you just drive up there?
I'd need so much gasoline, and the tolls along the way will add up. And then dealing with all the border chaos. Just no thanks. Matamoros, Laredo, it's all the same nightmare.
Maybe a cruise ship? Embark from Veracruz, dock in New York.
Oh gosh, Andrea, that will take weeks, I think. When I finally get there, I'll almost need to come back home already. Besides, if everyone starts getting sick, there's only one way off the boat.
Yeah, and people get really crazy partying on those things. You might get accidentally bumped or thrown overboard anyway.
I think I'll fly after all.
Smart choice. Just pack lightly and enjoy the view above the clouds.